Judge Mike is here. Hello, Judge Mike.
Hello, hello. Always an honor and privilege to be on the air.
Well, sure. I mean, sure, court.
It's an honor and privilege to be in your court, sir.
No, brother.
Oh, you know what?
Wait, do we have a judge or not? Wait.
I think we have a substitute judge for
us. We're
going to
make a quick
judge.
Audible.
Yeah, thank you. Good job.
Thanks, Judge.
Judge Mike did a
judge
great
Mike.
Job. Yeah. He has to see another case, and guess who finally decided to show up?
Uh-huh.
Apparently, she was in traffic court.
Oh, okay.
I think she had a ticket.
Boy, they're really, really behind you around
Judge
here.
Judge Jamie,
like.
Thank you, Judge Mike. We appreciate your time. How about that, Judge Jamie? We didn't know where you were, and we couldn't find you.
I apologize. I have been in back-to-back meetings, and I'm so happy to be here.
Give it up for how about Judge Mike?
Fantastic.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
I have a feeling we'll be seeing more of Judge Mike.
I thought he did very well.
Yeah, that's where this thing is headed.
Hey, now, I'm irreplaceable.
You're not even wearing your robes.
I am aware.
All right, fine.
I honestly haven't even read the question, so this is going to be an interesting one.
Okay, then.
But according to the helmet...
Well, I'm fired up.
maybe we can get Judge Mike back.
Yeah, boy.
He's at least read the questions.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Judge Jamie. I'm sorry.
Courtroom
is no
according place to the helmet.
Yeah, the helmet here says...
That you won yesterday.
That's correct.
So we will start with you, Crides.
All right, then.
First question. The Raiders are the NFL's clear winners in free agency. Rise, guys. Fact or fantasy?
Not so fast. It's a fantasy, Your Honor.
It's just a fantasy.
They may ultimately, because they have been busy, and they may yet have a signing left. But clear winners, that's where it gets really vague. There are just too many teams that are making moves that are pretty impressive. And I'll tell you, just to give you one example, the Packers have acquired two pass rushers and a safety. And the safety, Adrian Amos, is a guy who was playing for the Bears, a direct rival of the Packers and a divisional foe. So the Raiders are making moves, a 4-12 team trying to become a better team. The Packers, with Aaron Rodgers back, I think, with three straight defensive moves, are signaling that they consider 2019 to be a contention season and not a just, hey, change the face of our team system. They actually think they can get back in it and contend. So I think the Raiders have done some really interesting things. Clear winners? No, not so fast.
Okay, all right, interesting. Whitey,
mm-hmm.
The Raiders are the NFL's clear winners in free agency. Rise, guys, fact or fantasy?
So far they are, for the simple fact that they picked up Antonio Brown, and I know that was a trade, but they gave him money, and I'm considering part of free agency. They picked up Antonio Brown, without question, one of the best receivers in football, maybe the best, and they also picked up Trent Brown, a tackle who was one of the best offensive linemen in football last year. No matter how many games they won last year, they didn't win many, but no matter how many they won, those are two spectacular acquisitions. And so the Raiders clearly have added and improved through free agency so far more than any other team. That makes them the clear winners.
I would say as of right now, I do believe they are the clear winners. I'm with Whitey on this one.
You going to miss Antonio Brown, Your Honor? Being a Steeler fan?
I'm going to miss his catches, yes.
Yes.
He's pretty good.
That's about it. Yeah.
Juju Smith-Schuster fan, though?
I am.
He's phenomenal.
Yes, I think he'll step up well. Whitey, next question. The Kings are slumping because Marvin Bagley's hurt. Rise, guys, fact or fantasy?
I'll say fantasy. Not that they don't miss him. But I think what's really going on here is that the Kings are slumping because they don't have as much depth as other teams. It's late in the year. So young players, some of whom aren't used to playing long seasons, they're just not yet, they're starting to wear down, and they're being asked to play more minutes, not fewer, because of a thinner roster. So a team that has relied a lot on pace and outside shooting, now that they're starting to wear down a little bit physically, they're not running at the pace they were. They're not shooting the ball as well. Their offense is affected. So they're just wearing down a little bit. They're not playing terribly. They're just not playing as well. They're not taking teams by surprise anymore. It's just a natural thing with a young team. You get to this time of year, wow, we're still going, and hopefully they learn from it.
All right. Crides.
Yes.
The Kings are slumping because Marvin Bagley's hurt. Rise, guys, fact or fantasy?
Yeah, it's a fact.
That's the fact.
For a first-year player, it's always a little bit surprising to see the effect, but I think what Whitey's describing is definitely a real thing. You know, there's no doubt that some of these guys are going way past any minutes they've ever played in their careers in a single season, so there's going to be some wearing down. Bagley was coming the other direction. He's the guy who had already missed some games earlier in the season. He still had, relatively speaking, fresh legs, and he was playing... He's a rookie, but he was playing his best basketball that he had ever played right up to the point where he got knocked out of the game. And it's a knee thing, and there's no indication when he's going to come back. They were playing very good basketball with all of the other factors duly noted before Bagley got hurt. And right after he got hurt, they really went into a deep slide.
I really get what you're saying, Crides, but I'm with Whitey.
Because it's really real.
I'm with Whitey again. That's two in a row.
I don't like where this is going.
I can't believe it.
Is Judge Mike still in the room? Or...
Oh, Crides. Yeah. He's always watching, listening.
Mm-hmm. Next question, though. Another chance for you.
Yeah.
Becoming the NBA's all-time leader in bench points is a huge accomplishment for Lou Williams, Rise Guys Factor Fantasy.
It's a fantasy, Your Honor. It's just a fantasy. Oh. And if I may, on the question itself, it's the word huge. It's an accomplishment. It's actually a thing. I mean, people in the sense that somebody looked it up and said, "Hey, you realize you're going to score the most points off the bench that anybody ever has." But it's a little bit like being, best liked instead of best in class, or friendliest instead. It's one of those second tier awards that kind of mean you actually didn't win. In Lou Williams' case, he never wanted to be a bench player. He still doesn't want to. He even said last night he definitely embraced the moment, but he said there's some resentment over the way my career went because he never wanted to be a bench guy. He's doing real well in a role that he never cared for. So I would say it's an accomplishment, but it isn't huge because it's not even what he wanted.
That's a good answer. Whitey, becoming the NBA's all-time leader in bench points is a huge accomplishment for Lou Williams, Rise Guys Factor Fantasy.
That's a fact. And I think because it's not what he wanted to do, that's what makes it a huge accomplishment. He doesn't like coming off the bench, but rather than, fine then, I won't play as well as I can, he's been trying to prove people wrong for as long as he's played. He hasn't let their lack of faith in him adversely affect his play. He's been one of the best six men. He hasn't wanted to be a six man. He's been one of the best six men ever. He's won Sixth Man of the Year twice. If he wins this year, he'll tie Jamal Crawford for most of all time. And no player coming off the bench has ever scored more points than him. He's number one at a job that he didn't choose, but he went out and has done that job as well as he can do it, better in some ways than anyone has ever done it. I think that's a huge accomplishment.
It was really convincing, Whitey. You almost had me, but I am proud of him.
Because of his thing about friendliest instead of... He didn't even know what he was saying. It's like winning friendliest instead of...
And yet I found the right words. Yeah, and yet I found the right words.
I forgot what he said, and I still agree with him.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
It's the final question, though, with all the marbles. And Whitey, it starts with you. The one place an NFL free agent should never go is Cincinnati.
Dalton stinks. That's a fantasy. And I'm not going to waste the court's time by trying to extol the virtues of going to Cincinnati. There is a worse place, is the point. They just conducted an NFL player poll, and the number one answer to the question, what's the free agent destination where you would least want to go, is Buffalo. It's cold there. Not just cold. It's cold in a lot of places. It's freezing cold. Around November, they call the wind there the hawk. The hawk starts blowing through Buffalo. It's freezing, icy cold. They never win. They've never won a Super Bowl. Even when they got to the Super Bowl four times, they didn't win. It's a forgotten Siberian outpost of the NFL. Plus, you got to play New England twice a year. I'm sure it's a wonderful place, upstate New York there. But the one place that NFL players say they don't want to go is Buffalo, New York.
They should name their team the Hawks.
Yes.
Crides, final question.
Yes.
The one place an NFL free agent should never go is Cincinnati. Rise Guys Factor Fantasy.
Well, it's a fact, and I'm sorry to... I know that Whitey cares for that team, and he has certainly suffered with them enough to know that it's the right answer. And by the way, if Buffalo's first in that survey, Cincinnati's a very close second, and we both read the same story. The problem with Cincinnati versus Buffalo... Yeah, Buffalo's freezing. And it has a reputation as being sort of almost separated from the NFL because it's so far northeast.
It's almost in Canada, heaven
but
forbid.
But Buffalo recently changed owners. The Bills actually have a chance to be on the uptick. The Bills have what they believe is a franchise quarterback in Josh Allen, and they started signing receivers in free agency this week to give him more weapons.
They just signed Frank Gore. He's 35.
The Bengals just flat stink. It goes beyond that. The Bengals are on the very short list of the worst-owned teams in football. The Brown family has shorted that franchise for years. They have an antagonistic relationship with their own fan base, who they've gouged or ignored so many times. It has become the place where careers go to die. It's certainly true that Buffalo isn't the happiest place on earth, but Cincinnati is absolutely terrible. And it won't get better until the Brown family sells, which unfortunately is never.
You both make good points. You really do. However, I would say that going to Buffalo is more of a joke. I thought I'm with Whitey on this one. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Judge Jamie. I'm glad you decided.
No chance I'm getting Judge Mike in here anytime soon.
I'm glad you decided to grace us with your presence.
I apologize
today.
For my delay.
That's okay.
Whitey, your modeling and frankly look great in the Ashton and Price helmet, which is brought to you today, as always, by the law firm of Ashton and Price. For the best advice, don't think twice. Call the law firm of Ashton and Price.
Thank
Whitey,
you.
Well argued.
Thank you, Ashton and Price. Thank you, Mark Kreidler. Thank you, Judge Mike. And thank you, Judge Jamie.
Thank you.